And then he would prepare himself to begin to work. As soon as snow geese arrive, and maybe 2 weeks after, and then his actual goose hunting operation will begin. And it was said that people then were very conservative, and so was this Opaquetaje, was considered to be at the same time acted as a conservation officer. What it means is that he counted how many or how long and where a person should hunt so that he can keep the geese close by where he was camping. He followed restrictively the procedures or the method that has been known to be preserving geese to stay there instead of scaring them all off. So more like the geese were his pigeon or the domestic bird, because he takes care of them and he doesn't scare them away. He only hunted them wherever the right place is going to be. So never disturb the geese exactly in their feeding ground. So the rule he follows, he instructed his goose hunters to follow that, so the geese can stay right up to the end. And it was followed. And this is what the deal he made with those people. He didn't pay them by the hour. He only made an agreement with them, which is usually a verbal agreement between the men and whoever they are. And this agreement was that whether he gave a cup of black powder, which is about 2 ounces, I'm not so sure if it's 2 ounces. It's a very small cup anyway, a measuring cup, a black powder. And then there is a measuring also, a temple something, for the shots. How many can you put in there as a measurement? At the beginning, these guns were a muzzle loader, as you call it. You pack them from the muzzle. So you throw in the black powder and you put the wad, and then you put shells in a very small wad at the last. And then this what they call one shot. And some people were very accurate in shooting, and they have a system of setting up the decoys properly, the system that they use to be able to most geese, if the geese come to lower it into the goose plain. What these people do then, they were told to bring only 5 geese, and the rest it's theirs. And also they were told, if you bring enough geese as you should, the rest of your gunpowder and shots are yours. That's why they enjoyed shooting geese for the Hudson Bay Company. So these some hunters, they said they were very, very good on hunting. They practiced what they call